This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Tuned into Tariana Olive and JYY. And just like after 7 o'clock every morning, we have the COVID update with the man himself, Dr. Jonathan. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
How is everything going? What's the verdict? How are we looking?
Yeah, good, good. So another 0 day yesterday.
Donuts, beautiful.
So it's going 4 in a row. And I think that meant the Premier announced that we'd lifted the lockdown, the sort of restrictions 12 hours earlier. So it's
on Friday, 12 hours earlier?
Instead of 6 p.m., 6 a.m.
Oh,
6 a.m.
Yeah. Gee, she's lovely.
Yeah. So, but I think, you know, it's the masks and everything, but it's also restrictions in hospital and aged care and disability residential services. So, that, you know, an extra day there is a big deal for them. So we'll take the win, I think.
Absolutely. Now, Jarrell is disgusted this morning about those people that came up from Sydney on their fancy yacht. Can you tell us a bit more?
Oh, I haven't read about that. So... Is this
so what's happened? Yeah. So what's happened, Dr. Jonathan? They've apparently, what I'm hearing is they've jumped on their fancy yacht. They've travelled up the coast. They've only just found out last night. I think they went to the Wallabies game last week. So I don't know.
He's like,
I don't know about that. But yeah, I think that's what I was reading about last night, and hopefully that they don't have any. They've come from somewhere with nothing, because that puts a big problem, doesn't it? If they are carrying COVID, because Suncorp was packed last Wednesday for the Wallabies versus France game, and the last thing we need is to try and trace and contact 40,000 people that were at the game.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, that's definitely coming from a hotspot. There's obviously rules about this, and you know, you can't just enter Queensland, especially if you're not a resident, without a reason. And even if you are a resident, if you've come from a hotspot, you need to quarantine. There's a sort of specific set of things that allow you not to have to quarantine, and that's like those removalists down south going to Melbourne. They had a reason, and you're allowed to, as long as you follow certain protocols. So I'm assuming it wasn't that kind of case. So yeah, but that's not a good thing to have that much contact. I guess the assumption at some of these events is let's play it a bit as though someone could be and wear masks in and out and, you know, assign seating and all of that. But, I mean, we know if you've been to any of those events, it's not perfect, and people mill around getting food and all that stuff. So it certainly creates a risk, yeah.
So they've been, apparently, so I'm just reading up about it now, mate. They've just been, they've travelled from Sydney all the way to the Gold Coast to Broad, I think it's where the big, where you park your yacht. On the Gold Coast, I don't know where that is,
because I don't have a
bloody yacht. But where you park your yacht on the Gold, not yet, mate. Where they park, apparently they've been hit with some pretty hefty fines and chucked straight into quarantine for 14 days. I mean, obviously, maybe it's going to be okay because we've heard not too much about it, but. Is there another press conference at all this week that we should be wanting to listen out for to you know, for things to move? I know we've gone, like you said, 12 hours earlier, but is there anything else that significant apart from, you know, that news I've just broken to you?
I guess we'll see what happens with that in terms of if there's a contact tracing that needs to happen from that, because I guess it won't be just that event. There'll be other things that will need to be followed through. I think let's see what they've got to say about it today and over the next couple of days. Hopefully it doesn't turn into anything bigger. Yeah,
I hope not either, mate. Look, well, not too much to talk about today, because we love our donuts days and we'll keep taking them. Thank you so much again, mate, for joining us. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, Dr. Jonathan.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.